This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringleze Daily. Welcome back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Guys, welcome back. How's everything going on this beautiful Wednesday? By the way, today is May 8th, 2024. May 8th, I like that. It's another beautiful day, and it's another great opportunity to practice our English listening skills. So if you're here to do that, I salute you, and I'd like to say welcome and thank you for joining. We can also even practice a little bit of grammar because I have a translation sentence for you guys today. A translation challenge, I should say. I see that I'm having a hard time speaking this morning, but that's all right. So guys, how would you translate the following sentence? I palazzi di Madrid sembrano tutti nuovi e puliti. How would you say that sentence in English? I palazzi di Madrid sembrano tutti nuovi e puliti. Let me give you a hint. Palazzo is going to be building. It's not the easiest word to translate, probably because we don't have palazzi where I'm from, so we really don't have a clear word for that. It's going to be building. Think about it, and at the end of the episode, I'm going to explain how I would say that in English. And now, let's begin with today's one big thing. So I'm sure most of you guys heard me mention that in these few days, not specifically today, May 8th, but the day I'm recording this episode, I'm currently in the capital of Spain, Madrid. It is a very beautiful city. I had never been here, and I had never been to the mainland of Spain. I didn't really even know anyone who has been here, so I had no idea what to expect. But that was kind of exciting. So I came to Madrid with no expectations, and I have to say, I've really enjoyed it so far. As Italians, I'm assuming a lot of you guys have been to Spain, or even specifically here in Madrid. Most Italians really appreciate it, and I see why, because it's truly a beautiful city. As I mentioned earlier, the buildings, they're all so beautiful. They have such nice architecture. The Spanish architecture is stunning. On top of that, there are so many important monuments and things to see, which have made my trip really pleasant. I spent time at Parque del Retiro. Excuse my Spanish pronunciation, but it's a very big park in the center of Madrid. And what can I say? It was so pleasant to walk around. They have a little lake, and you can take a boat ride on it. The weather was gorgeous, sunshine, people looked happy. Even though it's a really big city, I don't see too many problems. And that's something I've noticed about American people, specifically in New York. They always say, yeah, New York's so big, it can't be maintained. New York is a beautiful city, but New York has some dirty sections, just like most cities, but I have not seen a dark side of Madrid. Of course, I should say that I've only been here for a few days, so it's not like I have a clear understanding of Madrid as a city. I've only seen the best parts here in the center of the city. But I have to say, what I've seen so far has been very impressive. And there's one specific thing I noticed. It stood out and I found it really charming. And it's that Madrid appreciates Italy. So you might be wondering, Brian, what do you mean? I feel like I've seen a lot of influence of Italian culture here in Madrid, and I've heard Italian music playing. As you see in most cities, I've seen some Italian restaurants, but I even saw this building, and it was called, I believe, the Institute of Italian Culture. And there was no building for American culture. There was no building for French culture. There's one building, and it's dedicated to Italian culture. I think Italians should take that as a very big compliment. It's almost like Madrid is saying, wow, Italy has such an impressive and endearing culture. We should try to learn something about Italy. And that's flattering. You know, Spain and Madrid are showing an appreciation for Italy. I really like that. On the contrary, in Italy, I haven't specifically seen an appreciation for Spanish culture. I mean, Italy has no obligation to openly appreciate Spanish culture, but I just found it so charming that Spain has actively shown this appreciation for Italian culture. I mean, Italy and Spain are two of the closest countries in their culture. If you had to choose one brother country of Italy, it would have to be Spain, right? I can't think of another culture whose, sorry, another country whose culture is as similar to Italy's as Spain. And Spain respects that, Spain accepts that, and Spain appreciates that. Walking around the royal palace, they were literally playing classic Neapolitan music. And I was like, okay, that's pretty funny. That's pretty interesting. So if you're Italian, I would encourage you to be proud of who you are. Italians have one of the strongest cultures in the world. And one of my closest friends actually told me something which I thought was interesting and funny. And she said, maybe Spain conquered and colonized many countries in the world. France did the same thing as well. Great Britain colonized many countries of the world too. Italy originally had the Roman Empire, but in the modern world, in modern history, Italy hasn't colonized countries, but it has peacefully colonized cultures. Because anywhere you go, you will find Italian cultural influence. So Italy is putting its handprint on all the countries in the world in a peaceful way. Italy is sharing the best side of itself in a peaceful way. You see the Italian flag anywhere you go. Of course, the biggest aspect of that is Italian cuisine. Italian food is super famous, but it's not only that. Italian architecture, Italian music, Italian history in general has made a big impact on the world. So if you're Italian, you can smile and say, hey, That's my culture. And it's colonizing many other countries all over the world. Madrid certainly doesn't hide it. Madrid accepts it. Madrid owns it. Madrid loves Italy. And I like that. Are you guys understanding what I mean? I hope I explained that well enough. I hope that makes sense. But now it is time to switch over to today's question of the day. And the question is, what aspect of a foreign culture would you like to adopt in your country? Let me say that one more time. What aspect of a foreign culture would you like to adopt in your country? That's a question that I could answer with so many things, because there are so many aspects of foreign cultures that I would love to see in the United States. And since I already talked about Italy and Spain, I'm going to go all the way out to Asia. I would take public transportation from Japan. That is an aspect of Japanese culture which is simply incredible. It's amazing. If I could take even 10% of Japanese trains and competence in building public transportation and put it in my culture, in my home, I would be very happy. Unfortunately, as you guys know, I've explained it many times, even on the podcast, public transportation is not a priority in the United States. In Japan, it is, and they have the benefits. The benefits are very, very nice and comfortable, and going from place to place is easy without needing a car. So that is what I would like to steal from another culture in the world. I'd be curious again if you guys have a specific answer to that question. But today's episode is not over yet. It is time to answer the translation challenge. As I've reminded you guys in the past, yes, I am an English teacher. I love sharing English, something of my culture that I share with Italian culture. That is English. If you'd like to receive what I share, you can become my personal student. Bringlese.com is my website where I have an online school. It's truly a complete school with courses, live lessons, even speaking classes, so you can start speaking English. Right now, we're doing listening, but you should definitely do speaking as well, and that is a place where you can do it. So I'll see you in the Bringlese Academy. Today's sentence to translate was, I palazzi di Madrid sembrano tutti nuovi e puliti. In English, I would say, the buildings in Madrid all look new and clean. And to be honest, there are different ways to say this sentence. You could say the buildings of Madrid. You could say the Madrid buildings. There's some flexibility. I wrote the buildings in Madrid all look, tutti sembrano, they all look. And I used the verb look because physically, I see them. So it's not just that they seem, but they look new and clean. Two adjectives, new and clean. If I read this sentence quickly, it's, the buildings in Madrid all look new and clean. Which is true, by the way. But guys, that is the end of today's episode. Even though I've been speaking more or less normally, tomorrow on Thursday and on Friday, we're going to have advanced episodes. So I'll speak a little bit more quickly, a little bit more naturally. So please join me in 24 hours and we'll do that. As always, thank you so much for listening. And guys, I will talk to you very soon.